Goldilocks prevails, investing in 2026. Philip Saunders, Director, Investment Institute, and Sahil Martani, Director, Investment Institute, at 91. After a disorienting 12 months, in 2026 investors should position for a Goldilocks macro backdrop, with above-trend growth, mild disinflation, despite higher-than-target rates, and risks to the upside. It adds up to a relatively benign outlook for cross-asset returns. Despite geopolitical shocks, divergent policy cycles and questions around the sustainability of the AI boom, forecasts point to a broadly benign backdrop for cross-asset returns, underpinned by above-trend global growth and a fading inflation impulse. After a disorienting period for markets, investors may find that 2026 feels unexpectedly balanced, said Philip Saunders, Director, Investment Institute. We expect a Goldilocks environment, not too hot, not too cold, characterized by firm real growth, falling inflation and improved earnings visibility across regions. But this outcome still requires thoughtful positioning. This is not a year to rely on a single narrative. It's a year to be selective and diversified. Growth to dominate as cycles disaggregate. Traditional market cycle frameworks have become less useful due to disjointed fiscal and monetary dynamics, labor market resilience, and asynchronous policy tightening. Nevertheless, a clear call emerges. Growth, not inflation, is expected to be the dominant market driver. Sahil Martani, Director, Investment Institute. We see global growth running above trend at more than 3% in real terms. Policy easing from 2025 is feeding through, labor markets remain tighter than headlines suggest, and inflation continues to trend lower across major economies. This combination points to a relatively supportive environment for risk assets. Although the backdrop is constructive, risks remain two-sided, including the possibility of a disorderly weakening in labor markets and a reassessment of AI-related capital expenditure. AI, from superbubble, fears to a more balanced path. Concerns of a dramatic AI crash are overstated. Instead, the more likely scenario is a necessary but modest correction that resets expectations and reinforces discipline around AI unit economics. There is a lot of talk about an AI bubble, said Martani. But what we are more likely to see is a healthy recalibration, not a collapse. Usage continues to explode, efficiencies are improving, and investors are becoming more discerning. AI remains a powerful driver of productivity, but 2026 is about earnings delivery rather than storytelling. Geopolitics, peak risk behind us. Despite events in Venezuela and Iran, geopolitical risk likely peaked in 2025, with the US and China entering a pragmatic phase of détente amid domestic economic priorities. While relations between China and Europe may come under renewed strain, particularly around trade and carbon adjustment mechanisms, global tail risks are lower than they were a year ago. Asset class views, a year for rebalancing. Equities, global earnings remain solid, but stretched US valuations and concentration risk argue for a broadening of market leadership. International markets, along with cyclical, value and rate-sensitive sectors, are better positioned. Emerging markets hold particular appeal if the US dollar continues to weaken. Fixed income, developed market bonds offer reasonable value once again, with the potential to resume the traditional diversifying role. Emerging market local bonds benefit from a combination of disinflation, elevated real yields, and light foreign positioning. Credit. Public credit should stay resilient amid firmer growth, but more mainstream private credit markets will continue to be strained by leverage. A focus on quality issuance and specialist areas such as structured credit is appropriate. In private markets, less crowded markets such as M offer a favorable risk profile, commodities. Gold's structural bull market endures, underpinned by central bank buying. Copper is expected to move into deficit as supply constraints meet rising demand from data center expansion and grid modernization. Martani concluded, "The world is still idiosyncratic, still fragmented, but also surprisingly resilient. For disciplined investors willing to look beyond noise and focus on fundamentals, 2026 could be a rewarding year. Ends. Author. At Philip Saunders. 91 plus posts. Bio. This author does not have any more posts. At Sahil Martani. 91 plus posts. Bio. At Sahil Martani. 91 #Malongui-disabled-link. Government bonds. The end of the shock absorber. At Sahil Martani. 91 #Malongui-disabled-link. The shrinking upside in the dollar story. At Sahil Martani. 91 #Malongui-disabled-link. The unstoppable dollar meets the immovable Mr. Trump. At Sahil Martani. 91 #Malongui-disabled-link. Macroscope. Is the market's bet on US exceptionalism being tested? Share on your socials.